Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. Is this thing on? Hold on, let me see. 209, you there? 209, you there? Yo. Man, let me see here, man. What the fuck?
If you all could rise, you may be seated.
Wow.
Brothers and sisters, if you could turn in your Bibles with me today to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 22, and it does say, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion.
Church!
Would you love me if I was ugly, yet my dick was small? If I had skin marks, would you wash my drawers? If I was paralyzed, would you play with my balls? Would you wash my ass? Bitch, don't talk fast. Start waving your hands. Make me put down this mask like an astronaut. Does she love me so, or does she love me not? Bitch, popping out the cock and dropping in a pimp sock. See, the game is combination, and I got it on lock. Yeah, life is a stage with emotional props. I would pose the fear of God like a veteran cop. Women talk with their eyes, common numbers. And they love and the drama, there's a team in the plot. Better stay in that dream and don't come out that box. The same dream I sold you got me wearing a box. This is the oldest profession and I got some stock. The only lane in the food chain for a few
to live on. Jeff, God forgiving me came. Now I can walk over water while I'm spitting the flame.
Well, amen.
All thanks to the Jeff, God forgiving me came. Now I can walk over water while I'm spitting the flame.
Church.
Well, well. Oh, baby, you got what I need. And you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend.
Yeah, these hoes ain't loyal, better ask Chris Brown. Be Medusa like Rihanna, get your ass beat down. Get your head chopped off, better be pretty like Nicki and sing I'm the boss. Ain't no looking ass nigga, Kanye's gold digger. I show them what they pussy made for, then I make them hoes straight get bigger. Stay focused on your makeup in the mirror. Ain't no smoking, ain't no freaking, ain't your sight of me. Your game will be stronger. Run circles around them niggas. You can stay a lot longer and see a lot further. And don't let them speak, they'll write that murder. And face the child support, the dumbest shit I ever heard of.
All thanks to the pimp, God for giving me game. Now I can walk over water while I spit the flame.
Church!
All praise to the pimp, God for giving me game. Now I can walk over water while I spit the flame.
Yes!
Well, could you pass the connection plate from me?
Brothers and sisters, if you could please turn with me to Proverbs chapter 23, that's verses 27 to 28, and it does say, for a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She also lies in wait as for a prey, and increases the transgressors amongst men.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I know church hurts. You're walking up in here with your Easter clothes and your matching purse with your money in that. When you invest in a hoe, you can't get your money back. It's a failed project. Go away from the scrap. Go back to thin air. Cause once you quit a pimp, no other man can she compare. Never get confused by big booty long hair. Over pretty face, wanna follow me? Then it's a dollar you take. Time I don't waste. Fuck playing it safe. Better grind with hate. Double agent 720, y'all a hard line state. Double agent 720, y'all a hard line state. I'm on a hard line state.
All praise to the pimp, God for giving me game. Now I can walk over water while I'm spitting the flame. All praise to the pimp, God for giving me game. Now I can walk over water while I'm spitting the flame.
City.
like I'm yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like I'm yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like I'm yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like I'm yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
Pretty little girl wanna play in the park. Don't come outside when it's after dark. You're looking like Lois on my lane, searching for Clark. Well, I'm Superman, let me kiss your hand. Since you don't know where we stand, I got a small plan. Don't talk to any man unless he gives you a grand. Money is the magic that makes my shafts expand. Get excited cause you like it like my last command. And she will obey because it's real that way. She know I'll get crucial conflict about my hay. Them dumbass mind games we will not play. If my throne is your home, you gon' do as I say. See, on this plantation, we work the night and the day. I'll take you to the borough zone, forest, and the bay. Yes, it's true indeed, I'll give you everything you need. Cause when you succeed, bitch, my pocket succeeds. Hey, I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
The stakes is high, it's just me, myself, and I. Mary J is really all I need to get by. But I hooked up with Renee on the Lost Boy side. She wanna spend time, get some UNITY. Benita Applebum chewing on bubblegum, looking for a roughneck. She got a crush on me, her ill nana stay wet. She likes to talk about sex, so I told her keep her head up like her sundress. Take the salt from the sweat, I got her hook sprung like a shook one. Watch when the crotch crook come, leave her nookie numb. These cookie crumb niggas wanna throw the fucking book at the dun. Business is my pleasure, mix money with the fun. Everywhere I walk, hoes stalk cause they stunned. Republican elegance, the elephant ton. Constitution or prostitution, only pick one. I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I am the Bowser that keeps the princess. I possess the power that can't be contested. Collect every hour, every dollar, every cent. And with her every step, you will smell her flower scent. Dressed to impress, nonetheless, I digress. Watch your fucking mouth, I don't fuck with the stress. Be the sacred child that the father wants to bless. You can't have a black thought without love on the quest. A grown man, a woman's tears put hairs on my chest. I won't hold hands, conflict of interest. Dip with finesse, yes, I'm out the scene. Cause I'm about my green, they pout like a team. Gripe and say I'm so mean, but I make them cream playing with a jelly bean. I can tell you many things, I can tell you plenty dreams. Only after you get screened, you can be part of my team. Bitch, what the fuck you mean? I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
Yo, you there, bro? 209, you on the mic? I guess not. Well, I'm going to leave your mic open in case you want to say something. It's real wild right now. A lot of people want me to, I've been sort of requested to talk about what's going on with the whole relationship paradigm on the planet. And women are begging for something that is not going to be there. Women are begging, you know, for relationships and marriage and all of that, and they don't know how to go about it. And they think going about it the traditional way is going to work, and it's not. And the traditional way, and there really is no traditional way. That's just the way you've been taught. That was the traditional way on TV. You know, very, very seldomly, you know, women get some game from their parents. And, you know, and that's very rare for a woman to get game from her mother. But even the game that she gets from her mother is of the yesteryear. And the yesteryear wisdom, it can be applied, but the women of today don't listen to anything. And they're oblivious to what's really going on with the social. What's going on in the man's world. Men don't want nothing to do with this relationship bullshit. Straight up, men don't. And the key element that's flipping everything over is trauma. I will say that trauma is real heavy, and trauma coming from single mother, the trauma from the child support court, you know, watching homeboys going through the child support court. Men don't want none of this stupid shit. The silly-ass demands that are being made, you know, that really don't have nothing to do with progression of the relationship or progression of the household. All they have to do is just hurt individual demands, you know. Is leaving a lot of women into a this whole Western paradigm we got, this whole new American paradigm, where the women think, you know, that they can play authoritative positions and run the household, is really leaving them to be left alone by themselves, and they're not seeing it. And they think they could get into a relationship with a man, and they're trying to use this whole respect clause. And men respect you. It has nothing to do with you trying to rule shit. You have to understand, and this is why you have to be historically literate, once again. When you look through history, it blatantly shows you that women haven't built no civilizations. They haven't fought any wars. You know, they didn't do the Constitution thing. You know, they didn't build the washing machine, the dryer, the car, the plane, the stove. You know, must we go on and on and on? The cargo, you know, the stock market. You know, none of these things have anything to do with, you know, women running it. You know, when I was in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, you know, you sit down and right above the chalkboard, boom, they got the 50 presidents. They're all men. Wow. It's simply being told to you. Right there. History tells you. Okay? But like my mom would say, oh, well, that's because the man holding us down, if the man wasn't holding us down, you got to get it again. If I can hold you down, in essence, that means I am superior. That's what's going on here. And I'm sorry to tell you folks, but giving women all this allowance and so-called freedom has degenerated the human race. There's never been a time throughout history where we have been so degenerated and we were producing so many Down syndrome babies as a nation, as a human race. There's never been a time period. As a human race, there's never been a time period. But if we were to talk about the only area that I can mention that is more extreme than what is going on right now would have to be Dark Age Europe. Besides that, I haven't ran into any, due to the fact that the majority of what we would call immoral activity was agreed upon, you know, ritualistic activity that sometimes made sense and sometimes it didn't make sense, depending on if they were aligning it with some type of astrological influence or something dealing with the biology of the human, okay? If it didn't have those two forms of essences, which I've never really seen any type of ritualistic practice occurring amongst tribal or ancient civilizations that didn't have said definition, okay? They all did. Okay, now, what I found up in this Dark Age thing is you'll find random immoral activity that has no ritualistic significance at all. But the act itself will create a ritual, because the acts are so powerful that the act alone will create the ritualistic. A ritualistic scenario that can be fed upon and repeated, and throughout history it'll gain more strength. Okay? But that's all we have here. And in relation to the Dark Ages of what we have right now, related with the female and her position in society, is the virtual vagina. The virtual vagina is the new enemy of the physical vagina, the real vagina. But the women do not know this. Women don't know this. They don't know what's going on because they stay oblivious to this and they think copying what Kim Kardashian is doing or copying what the women on TV are doing is going to leave them in a position of being okay and whatever. It doesn't matter. As long as they're doing what is being brought to the social by the elitists. And as long as the elitists bring it, the women are going to emulate what is being done. And then we can definitely see that with the whole purchasing of keeping these little small dogs around these little lap dogs. And I also got it broken down and kicked out of heaven about the lap dog scenario and where that comes from. And the psychological position behind the lap dog is the imitation of a child. It's the imitation of an infant with short limbs and, you know, big brown eyes and, you know, small little head and all of that. That's why they get these small little dogs. It's to replace the fact that they're barren and replace the fact that they're unattractive and unwanted. And that is the position of a female when she doesn't have a man after the age of 30 and is living by herself. And it shows that she has no value, no worth, no want. Okay? She's not wanted. Okay? And now it's in a position where women are trying to force men to want them by taking them out. And you got to understand, especially for those who are real men, they have an entrepreneurial heart. And being an entrepreneur, we don't have time for bullshit. And dating is bullshit. Bowling is bullshit. Movies is bullshit. See, a lot of people want to sit back and say, damn, 720, how you get so much shit done? Because I don't do that bullshit you do. I understand that the definition of my time is exactly that, my time. It is not to be extended to Fox News. It is not to be extended to a voting. It is not to be extended to, you know, the fucking football game, okay? Because it is my time. So my time is for me. So I do what the fuck I want, and those things are going to be related to me that's going to assist me in life. I do not do anything that is bullshit. And due to the amount of work that I put out and the amount of shit that I've done for years is definitely indirect proof that everybody else is bullshit. You're all bullshitters. That's how I could put it. That's how I look at it. I could put it. I'm going to keep on moving on it too. You know, the whole, and I'm talking about the lecture side. I'm not talking about necessarily the audience. You know, I'm going to be putting out, I will be at a rate of maybe 200 to 300, 500 page books every year with lectures and with, well, all the, they'll have like little semi slideshow presentations is the best way to classify it, that will be coming with the books that I'll be putting out, slideshow presentations.
There won't necessarily be one with the Real Nigga Etiquette book. Hopefully that'll be coming out in April. And the Onyx Tablet album will be coming with it. And the songs that I release today will be on the Onyx Tablet. And but back to what we were talking about with the women, the virtual vagina and the women in the competition. You see, the virtual vagina is the same status of what the prostitutes were in Dark Ages. You have to understand that walking down the street in the Dark Ages, 1300 Europe, 1400 Europe, you're liable to see, you will see groups of prostitutes everywhere. And then not only will you see groups of prostitutes walking down the street, well, sometimes in certain cities they had them all in their own section. And this is where Red Light District comes from. And that Red Light District is some shit that goes all the way back to the fucking 1200s and shit. They've been doing that Red Light District shit for the longest. So, you go down there, and sometimes they might have it in a couple of sections or a couple of houses or one street, and sometimes they might have it to the market, and then you got the prostitutes that are just traveling all around the city every damn where. So those girls, you know, they used to have dresses where the titties would hang out. They had, for a long time, they had these dresses where the titties would hang out, and they would wear a specific type of clothing. They would have the buttocks hanging out or the vagina could be seen, you know, and things of that nature. And there were a lot of different tricks that prostitutes would do in the streets in order to get johns. You know, one of them was singing, or sometimes, you know, like I think I stated this on another blog talk on how they would make them pose in the middle of the market, you know, as the Three Graces or Our Lady Honor, Our Lady Respect, Our Lady, you know, all of those, the different morals, you know, Our Lady Courage, you know, all of that type of stuff. Everything would be referred to as a female, you know, and females were definitely told throughout society and throughout their own lives that they do not have ownership of their own vaginas or bodies. And that was definitely the mentality in Europe, and that's definitely about to be the reemerging mentality that's going to occur here. But what's going to happen is it's going to be done by force as the response out of neglect, because men are neglecting women by not giving them attention. You know, we've seen all your makeup, we've seen all the hair, we've seen all the shit, you know, and men are highly beat up when it comes to their finances, when it comes to, you know, jobs. And I mean, there's so many elements out here that fucks men's minds up about women. I could just sit you down in front of 3-4 seasons of Mari. I don't even get to show you no fucking porn or no crazy shit. I can show you some Jerry Springer episodes, you know, or Turn On Friends, and how they're on Friends and the niggas ain't got no monster on them to get no goddamn coochie. Like, what the fuck? Like, okay, Dark Age time period, and that's another thing about the Western mentality. Western mentality isn't really built with a drive for, let me put it to you like this. The high testosterone drive in Western masculinity and mind frame is rape. Period. There's no way around that, okay? That's why in the Western civilization, we must keep men away from masculinity, because the Caucasian's form of masculinity is high barbarism, okay? That has no true intellectual manipulation. Intellectual manipulation becomes a frustration. You know, and that's given, that's warranted, you see what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, when we look at what animalism is, or we look at what mammalism is, you know, when we look at human history, you know, the humans wouldn't be here, period, if it wasn't for rape. You know, it's always been a situation where women were just taken, you know, and just I mean, taking that wheel. This utopia that people be trying to paint is not valid. In anybody's cultural history, it's not valid. It's not valid in the Native Americans. It's not valid in the Africans. It's not valid in the Oceania. It's not valid anywhere. It's not valid. Okay? It's not valid in the Fiji Islands. It's not valid in the Aboriginal. There was no utopia. Okay? There was order. And when you step out of order, there's consequence. Now, this order is whatever order that the males, because they are the driving violent force, whatever the males agree upon is that order. And that's the way the human paradigm works. Right now, the males really don't have nothing, they really can't agree on anything. Because we're too spread out, we're too lost, you know. There's no communal, because there's never really been a solid cultural structure to Western society. Western society is the culture. Okay, there is no culture in Western society. And what I mean by that is Western society is composed of religious insanity, and it always has been. So from the beginning all the way to now, religious insanity has been the motherboard, the basis of Western civilization. The Greece, Rome, you know, and old Europe. Okay. Now when we say, well, what is religious insanity? Religious insanity comes from guilt. It comes from isolation. It comes from the mania from too much reading. Okay, you will become insane by dealing with too much knowledge. And this is true. Okay, there has to be great balance. You know, and we don't have it. Okay, so religious insanity. We also have a lot of medical experiences that assist within religious insanity. There's a lot of gender clause that is enforced inside religious insanity. And really what it is, and to go basis on when we talk about the gender clause and we want to demonize the female, the only reason males demonize the females is because they do not have the mental capacity by majority rule to understand the full chaotic dynamic of the woman. Okay, the pussy is outer space. The vagina hole is outer space. And there has to be a maintenance of insanity, which allows creativity. Insanity allows spontaneous creation. Okay, a mixture of a bunch of different elements. That's what the chaos is. That's what the female is. That's what the vagina is. And when the vagina gets too happy during the course of sex or has had too much sex, the vagina is in itself becomes uncontrollable, even by the owner, the woman. The woman cannot control the vagina. So it's not like they say, you know, African proverb, that's why they cut off the clit, is because in Africa and also in ancient Islam, and I think some areas of Islam, they still do that now. They cut off the clit because they say once she experiences sex, she's uncontrollable. It's just that the vagina is uncontrollable, okay? And now, the vagina can be controlled when the woman is consciously aware of her full paradigm. But in order for a woman to be thoroughly conscious and still be a woman, she has to understand occultism. And this is also where it gets tricky again, okay? It's because the occultism that when I say occult, you automatically think skull and bones and death and all this other stupid shit. No, occult deals with anything that's privatized information. Let's put it like that. Anything that's privatized information that is acclimated towards any form of quote-unquote magic is what you want to call, you know, that's what you want to call it, you see. So, matter of fact, here's a better word, esotericism. When we use esotericism, that's more like the positive side of the whole picture, and occultism is like the word that that represents the so-called dark side, you know, of the whole thing. But basically what I'm saying is that women have a responsibility of giving birth. So within the responsibility of giving birth, they're automatically going to be attracted towards sciences that deal with the control of humans, and that's psychology, sociology, and all of this other stuff. And they don't know that they're interested into these subjects because these subjects are not being presented to them. But trust me, there's never a woman underneath the sun that's not interested into how colors affect the mind, or how numbers affect the mind, or how fucking zodiac signs affect people, or how people act in a Game of Thrones type of political type scenario, or, you know, like, they're known for rumors and gossip, you know. So that's the whole thing. That's the same thing as political, you know, I don't even want to call it. Yeah, I may be using the wrong word there. Politicking is what I want to use, basically. Okay? That's what women are interested into. And men are not by majority rule. And the ones... Well, it sort of depends. I mean, you got the full spectrum when it comes to each gender. So everybody plays their part. But that's the whole thing. Nobody knows their part in Western society. So that's why everything gets fucked off and we're all screwed right now. You know, I'm not here to beat up women. I know the book, The Black Man's Bible, is pretty heavy on women. And I go in because it needs to go, because I need to go in like that because nobody else sees it. And moves are being made on, you know, them, and I'm tired of dealing with the victims, you know. Victims come calling me up because, you know, they were treating a woman like, putting a woman on the pedestal, and she didn't deserve to be there. And she fucked around and destroyed the whole scenario, you know. So when it comes to so-called macking and all those type of things, you know, everybody has their own kick. Nobody has, and there really is no such thing as macking. You know, all you got to do is get to know her. Nobody, you have to understand, our society already boxes women like objects, okay? Okay, like, for number one, women are nameless by majority rule. Men are taught socially to approach women with, you know, hey, baby, cutie, sweetheart, you know, all of that lovey, you know, all of those type of little nicknames, you know, and they're nicknames, they're not her name, you know. But then subconsciously, men may look at it like this because, like I said earlier, that women don't put themselves in positions of true responsibility, nor do they develop anything on their own. And the majority of what they're doing or their achievements are only makeups of what men already did 10 years ago. And they're just now catching up, you know, when they could be in the position to create their own like everybody else, you know. But the wannabe game is the game where, you know, everybody gets paid. You know, at least the ones that are setting it up gets paid. Everybody else is going to be paying, you see. So it's a nasty picture out here being painted for women right now. And they don't see it yet. And right now they're trying to close their legs and they're trying to get men to take them out on 80 dates for 3-4 years and then get on bended knee with the big ring. You've lost your mind. And then a lot of them are coming at men with 3-4 babies and trying to do this shit. Nah. Nah. Okay? So then, you know, after 5-10 more years of the neglect, they're going to be trying to do the polygamy. And that ain't going to work. You're too late, Booski. That ain't going to work. Because you got 3-4 babies up in this motherfucker. Right. 5-6 different niggas. And then you gonna get up in here, and I got my other baby mama, and she got 2-3 babies over here. Only one of them mine. The whole house is gonna be a fucking gene pool. Okay. You got 8, 9, 10 different DNAs up in the same crib. And that's what's gonna happen. Okay. Because women get tired of that damn lesbianism. They could try that shit for a little while, but it don't work. You know, they got to have a toy. That's not the way the vagina is designed, for number one. And then for number two, women know they got to bleed once a month and all that shit. And then they be thinking about that shit, and you can't go put your mouth on that shit. Your shit be bleeding, and all types of funky ass smells come out your shit, too. You know, that lesbian shit ain't finna last. Like, that'd be the problem out here. Niggas be listening to these girls. Like, they know what the fuck they talking about. It's like history proves they don't. History proves it, my nigga. History proves it. Okay? I want somebody to try and knock me down on this. You can't do it. You can't do it, bro. I've been with too many women, too many different races, too many different ages, sizes, all of that shit. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. And right now, they're sitting at the computer thinking they're going to be able to design a man on Photoshop and print that nigga out. And at the same time, men are looking at a whole screen of 100 naked bitches bent over, wiggling their butt all on one screen. It's 100 of these bitches, all different. All different races and ages and sizes. Niggas being taught a bitch is distrustful from seeing that shit. They all like the dick. So why would I fuck with you if all of them like it? Every single one of them like it. Granny, fat, small, midget, look, they all right here on the same goddamn screen. Nigga, oh, and they ain't stars, nigga. They ain't all getting paid. We go to the amateur right here. See, nigga? I mean, is that less work? Ain't got to do all that pumping and heaving and huffing, beating up the coochie, sweating and shit. I got to hold up your legs the whole time while I'm beating it up. Nigga, please. Shut your motherfucking mind. You know, even though it's more healthy, don't get me wrong, sex with a woman is 1,000 times more healthy than what? That damn masturbation is. And I'm telling you right now, that porn will lead you down some crazy ass fucking holes. Your ass will be crippled behind the goddamn Walmart doing some weird shit by the dumpster, nigga. You know, and it happens to people like that. You know, they need therapy. You know, so don't get caught up with that bullshit, man. You know, it's good to have a woman around, man, but that's only if they have love in them, and that's only if they're not traumatized and fucked up, and that's by the vagina, too. If she's all raped up and all that shit, man, you can forget about that shit, my dog. They 9 times out of 10 fucked off, my nigga. Okay? Any woman raised by a single mother, she damn sure fucked off. She don't know what to do about no dick. She don't know what to do about no man. Body shape all fucked up. And that's another thing I'm starting to notice, that erectile dysfunction is coming from living in the single mother environment, my nigga. All these crazy ass body shapes, man, is because these niggas' households be fucked up. Their whole family structure be fucked up. Therefore, your body that produces your family structure is fucked up. Because you fucked up. Eating that Burger King and that slop flapjack. Okay. These niggas be out here be fucked up, man. You know? So I feel for you. I feel for you, ladies, you know. A lot of people saying the book is too wild, I got pigeonhole up in there everywhere. A couple of black stores, they didn't even want to carry my book. They said the language is too hard. Yeah, but you probably got Richard Pryor albums right there on the front desk. You know, the nigga is weak. You understand? The nigga is weak. You know, and I say, well, these white folks over here in Germany selling my shit for 150. These white folks over here in New York selling my shit for 90. But the Negro don't even want to hold it in the store. You see? You see how it works? You see how it works? That is how it works, brother. No, but I got some other black stores that's holding it. So, and I'll be giving out a list soon once I get more out there. But we're going to go real hard this month, in the month of February. And, yeah, man, it's time to be some men out here. This shit is ridiculous. Women don't know no place. They don't even know. They don't know their place. They don't know the place where they little stained dogs supposed to shit at. They don't know shit about where this shit's supposed to be happening. Okay? I don't want to sound too brutal, motherfuckers. But see, that's the whole thing. People be like, oh, you this and you that. But then I keeps a baddie with me, man. I keeps a loyal one. What happened there? If I was so big, bad, and mean, and she looks like she's pretty happy, she's smiling, so what the fuck is the problem, nigga? The problem is that I deal with real women with strong backbone that can handle the fucking truth, man. I don't deal with them weak-ass motherfuckers out there in the world. Motherfuckers out there in the world can't deal with no goddamn truth and understand what the fuck is going on for what it is. Bras be fucking shit up. And I ain't seen it a million ways. You know? And don't hate me because I decided not to get fucked with. And I decided to stay sucker free. On the old bitch ass nigga. You know? Straight up. Oh, so what we got? Anybody got something to say on the phone, man? Anybody got something to say? Press the button. You can press the button, 951-407. I don't know if you want to say something. Let me see if I got anybody in chat room here. We're going to play a new track. I played it in the beginning, but y'all wasn't here, so we're going to play this new track, and I want to hear some feedback on the track, nigga. So I'm going to start busting in on microphones after I play this track. Here we go.
Saga City. I like him yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like him yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like him yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like him yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
Pretty little girl wanna play in the park. Don't come outside when it's after dark. You're looking like Lois on my lane, searching for Clark. Well, I'm Superman, let me kiss your hand. Since you don't know where we stand, I got a small plan. Don't talk to any man unless he gives you a grand. Money is the magic that makes my shafts expand. Get excited cause you like it like my last command. And she will obey because it's real that way. She know I'll get crucial conflict about my hay. Them dumbass mind games we will not play. If my throne is your home, you gon' do as I say. See, on this plantation, we work the night and the day. I'll take you to the borough zones, wars, and the bay. Yes, it's true indeed, I'll give you everything you need. Cause when you succeed, bitch, my pocket succeeds. Hey, I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
The stakes is high, it's just me, myself, and I. Mary J is really all I need to get by. But I hooked up with Renee on the Lost Boy side. She wanna spend time, get some UNITY. Benita Applebum, chewing on bubblegum, looking for a rough neck. She got a crush on me, her ill nana stay wet. She likes to talk about sex, so I told her keep her head up like her sundress. Take the salt from the sweat, I got her hook sprung like a shook one. Watch when the crotch crook come, leave her nookie numb. These cookie crumb niggas wanna throw the fucking book at the dun. Business is my pleasure, mix money with the fun. Everywhere I walk, hoes stalk cause they stunned. Republican elegance, the elephant ton. Constitution or prostitution, only pick one.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I am the Bowser that keeps the princess. I possess the power that can't be contested. Collect every hour, every dollar, every cent. And with her every step, you will smell her flower scent. Dressed to impress, nonetheless, I digress. Watch your fucking mouth, I don't fuck with the stress. Be the sacred child that the father wants to bless. You can't have a black thought without love on the quest. A grown man, a woman's tears put hairs on my chest. I won't hold hands, conflict of interest. Dip with finesse, yes, I'm out the scene. Cause I'm about my green, they pout like a team. Gripe and say I'm so mean, but I make them cream playing with a jelly bean. I can tell you many things, I can tell you plenty dreams. Only after you get screened, you can be part of my team. Bitch, what the fuck you mean? I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
So we're going to get on the line and see what some people think about that one.
Okay. 951, you there?
We can both have
951, you there?
What
did you say?
You
there?
What
did
you say?
What did I say?
Oh, nah, never mind.
But you don't want to say nothing?
Not at the moment, family. I'm actually at work just tuning in.
Oh, all right, then.
All right.
All right, I got you. All right, so here we go. 407, you there?
What's going on, man?
407, you there?
I'm here, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yo, hey, that shit was fire, man. You had to screen him first not to be on the team. Yeah, that shit, man. Hey, that last verse, bro. Hey, man, you done stepped your game up on the lyrics step, man. Hey, man, god damn, bro.
Yo, why you say that? Did you hear the other two?
I don't know what it is, man, but I know your first shit was jamming too, bro. But lately, like the one you put up today, I was listening to it also, man, and I had to comment on that shit. I was like, damn, bro, you stepping it up, man. You tapping in, bro. For real, man.
Yeah.
It's all game, man. A nigga appreciate that shit, man. Nigga say he had the screen of the bitch to be on the team first. What's the screening process? That's what a nigga want to know, man.
That's okay, nah, that's coming on.
Ah, man, see, you just fucked me up. I don't know if that's going to be on the real nigga etiquette or not, man.
That's a whole nother book, huh? Screening process, God 720.
Oh, bro, no. Because, see, let me tell you what happened, bro. I got the Kicked Out of Heaven. First volume will be released this month. Do not fret. I don't know if it's going to be in the middle of the month. It could be on the 29th, my nigga. Or on the 28th. But it is going to be this month, okay? And I am accepting donations because I need a fucking rack to put the shit out. So, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But anyways, I was like, okay, I got to do the torture book. Because at first the torture book came along. After I had did the torture lecture, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do a lecture with every book. Either way it goes, I was gonna do a lecture and a book at the same time. So when I did the torture
All I gotta say is, my nigga, you tapping in, bro, because the shit you putting out with the music and the books is so left field, man. It's like, ain't nobody talking about this shit, man. Especially with the medieval shit, nobody talking about that shit, man. You all on your own, man. You in the whole shit by yourself, man.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. Let me tell you.
Nobody want to touch these subjects, man.
Oh, bro, let me tell you something. I got a whole library filled with subjects nobody wants to fuck with. Filled with subjects nobody wants to fuck with, bro. Let me tell you something. This Dark Age shit is the biggest secret to mankind. Is what a lot of people don't even really want to know what I'm fucking with, bro. I'm fucking with the biggest secret in history. You can call out Greece, you can call out Rome, you can call out Egypt, you can call out Maya, you can call out tribes. You can't call out shit about Dark Age, bro.
Real talk.
You see,
and people basically just leaving it in the past. Okay, yeah, that was medieval time. That was Dark Ages. All right, okay, what's next? Boom.
Lot of reasons why. I'm going to tell you right now. The information is so complicated that...
Mm.
The information is so complicated that, bro, you can actually... it's warranted for people not to fuck with it, bro, because it's very difficult. This ain't no lightweight shit, because there was two different law systems going on at all times. You had the municipal law, and then you had the religious law. And then you had, for instance, in my war section in the Kicked Out of Heaven, Volume 1, I got a section where I'm talking about wars. I can only put up 2-3 paragraphs about wars. And that's disrespectful. And I put that in the book. I said, man, it's disrespectful that I can only, you know, put 3 paragraphs about wars. But what I will do is I will list all the wars that have occurred from the space of 1000 all the way to 1700. Do you know that that list is 4 pages? Four pages of wars, bro. I'm only listing the wars. I'm not telling you any of the events that went on during these wars. And that's where it gets really nasty. Because if I was to go in on detail on a lot of these wars, you'll see these niggas was roasting each other. These niggas was boiling each other. These niggas was selling each other's body parts, bro. Because when they hate their enemies, they hate their enemies. And niggas ain't never experienced no hating of no enemy like this, bro.
And they was doing it to themselves. And they was doing it to their own race.
But they didn't see it as race. They don't look at it as race. They look at it as spiritual faction. You have to understand, right, it's almost like the white race ain't even human. They're just a bunch of souls that over time got into a physical flesh form. They look at everything in spiritual light. They don't look at shit in no physical light. They don't understand no physical light, bro. You see what I'm saying? Who is your God, motherfucker? You know? Bro. People don't understand, dog. Why are they the only race on this planet that we know of, and have evidence of that have built spaceships, bro?
Because they are looking for God. Okay? That's what we don't understand. You see, they got this picture up here like the Islam niggas is the ones that's going the most crazy about God. No. Nobody on this planet has more insanity or more force or more love or more adoration towards their God than these fucking crackers, bro. Period, bro. These motherfuckers will drown 50 million people. You know, and if 10 million of those people are their people to sacrifice 40 million of the enemy, then so be it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, bro, they've been killing each other. Bro, that's how America got established. Was by who? The Quakers? Huh? The Protestants?
Mm-hmm.
These are religious groups. That's how they identify themselves. You see, one reason I'm able to do research for 1,000 years solid on the continent of Europe, they say, how do you do that? How can you do that? When you're talking about a continent, there's multiple countries inside the continent. But that's not how it was going down during the course of the 1,000 years that I'm studying. The course of the 1,000 years that I'm studying, nigga, if I come over here, and matter of fact, it was so cold that each city and each kingdom could only survive by plundering the next kingdom. That's the only way Europeans survived for 1,000, 2,000 years straight. Nah, ain't nobody finna fuck with these subjects, dog. Niggas don't have the intellectual capacity to fuck with these subjects. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why, bro, you know, I mean, for instance, bro, I done put the blood of other races in my bloodstream by fucking their women. You know, I've done acid, I've done different drugs, I've done ecstasy. My brain is open all the way. I'm all the way in there. I understand a lot of things, bro. You know what I'm saying? So this dark age shit is like a responsibility for me that in all actuality probably only I could crack. Because it's you got to understand how academia works, okay, and in order to bring this type of information together. And when you understand how they've divided up the scholasticism, the academia structure is all built upon, detail, okay? So, for instance, when we say the history of witchcraft, That is categorized underneath the cult sciences, right?
Right.
Right. But the history of witchcraft is also European history. You see how they just did that? They separated it from European history by putting it in some way far off, cut off subject. You see? And then you say, okay, well, I want to learn about, okay, what else is going on at that time? Let me find out about the plagues, okay? You research the plague, and you might run into the dancing plague. But the dancing plague, and all of this information will be up in the second volume, the dancing plague was also classified as a mania, which really you could fall into information on Dark Ages about the plagues and never run into anything about the dancing mania and the dancing plague that happened. You see what I'm saying? Because of the way they got the information divided up. The dancing plague information would be found underneath the neurological medical sciences pertaining to the time period.
But it's European history. It's European psychology. You're right.
What did you say now?
I say that, which is European history, European psychology. They're just not going to put both in like, okay, this is us. They're going to put that shit way over there to the left to separate themselves. I see what you're saying, bro. Damn, bro, you on point with this shit, my nigga.
Right. So, like, you know, for me to, like, I got color psychology broken down, too, inside the book. But that's all in the second volume because that was the color psychology is related underneath manias. But then that can also be found underneath the art category. You see what I'm saying? Because in order to get a full definition of how the oil paintings were not only painted, but what the definitions of what you're looking at inside the painting, you have to go into the art history category.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And then sometimes, you know, and then to go deeper to find out the cathedral, you have to go into engineering sciences, bro. So you have to go through a multitude of different little shits, and then the cathedrals, and then due to the time periods that the cathedrals were built, it's not only engineering, but you're going into deep Masonic and deep order information, you know. And if you don't understand how the orders were designed of the Dark Ages and the medieval time periods, then you're not going to understand shit of what I just said. The only areas that would be explanatory without the orders being involved would be the plagues and the dancing mania. But everything else is ordered up. I'm talking about every single level. The prostitutes had their own orders. The bums had their own orders. The vagabonds and the beggars had their own orders. The motherfucking executioners had their own orders and the way they went about their shit. And the executioners trained with each other from country to country.
Even their children. They passed that shit down from generation to generation. Hell yeah. That's fucking crazy, man.
You know? But yeah, all the executioner stuff will be in the first volume. And all the church's torture tactics and all the church's punishment and the Inquisition and all of that is in the second volume, inclusive with a lot of information on how the church was related with Moors and also with the Jews. All of that shit is in the second volume.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so the first volume.
When you research this information, as far as the Moors, I know that's a whole separate subject, but as far as the black people during these times, did you run across any information about these people? They were just totally separate in Africa, and it was just the Moors, and that was it? Was there any,
yeah.
You know?
I know there's people there. I mean, Doc, let me put it to you like this. I can show you 30 paintings. There was an artist that I ran into during the 1500s that all he painted was black people. And he's in the middle of Europe. Yeah, that was his forte, was to, you know, when you're an artist, when you understand art and how painters go about their thing, they only paint certain shits or certain scenes or, you know, certain type of things, you know. So one artist focused on the black people, you know, and there was a lot of black people. There was black people of many different positions, but that was not the majority rule. And I'm going to tell you right now, when you read this information that I'm about to put out, bro, you don't want no black people in Europe, bro. You don't want to be associated with everything, dog. Yeah, like, why the fuck do we need to be in Europe?
Because these conscious Negroes saying we all in Europe. They saying,
yeah,
like,
but
we
them conscious niggas don't know shit. Them conscious niggas don't got shit. They don't got their woman. They don't got no children. They don't got their fucking house. They can't show you no motherfucking money. They can't show you no watch. They can't show you a fucking car, bro.
Mm-hmm.
All they can show you is a couch that they fucking sitting on, bro. So why listen to them niggas? Bro, niggas are losing on the scale, on the world scale, niggas are losing. So why listen to them?
Real talk.
Why listen to them? The scholars I read from, by majority rule, are white. I have to tell you the truth. They're especially dealing with all of this Dark Age information. They're white females, the majority of them. To be, yeah, because they're, and that would be, and that's evidence. That's evidence of the activity that went down in the Dark Ages. Women were so traumatized during the Dark Ages that they're going to be the only ones telling all of this type of stuff. Yeah, bro, every woman was a prostitute, bro. Every woman had to experience some form of prostitution. If you were underneath the social status of a noble or a bourgeois, and you know what a noble and a bourgeois of today's status is? Jay-Z. Jay-Z and them cats. Yeah, that's a noble and a bourgeois, bro. And you ain't seeing the king, my nigga. You are not seeing the other orders of the court. Okay? You're seeing those who are invited to the court but have to live in the city and have to maintain the lords. They associate with the lords and the knights. You know? The knights have direct lineage to the king, though. You know, by depending on the order, you know, where the order is sanctioned by, but they have direct lineage to the king because the knights are the spiritual warriors of the city, basically. Is how it's set up.
Interesting. Spiritual order. The killers.
Right.
The killers ran the motherfucking spiritual order. Interesting. That's interesting.
What'd you say now?
I say the killers was part of, ran the fucking spiritual order. The fucking knight. The head chopper.
Right, you have to, bro. Right, because they're in communication with the spiritual realm. But, I mean, the knights were, you know, they were policemen that just basically, I mean, they weren't even really policemen, bro. It's, okay, that's how it started, but that's not how it ended with knights, okay? Like, at the beginning, it started like that, and then knights at the time, you know, they fell into mercenary holes. They fell into getting bought out for this type of hole. They fell into positions of getting brought out to be assassins. They fell into positions of just going down to random little cities and pillaging the whole fucking city. There was so much pillaging and so much fighting and so much war and battle going on constantly in the midst of all types of diseases and in the midst of the plagues. All of this shit was going on. They had so much war going on, bro. They had to create a thing called the Peace of God and another thing called the Truce of God, where on Thursdays and Sundays there could be no battle. And there could be no attacking of the city or attacking the city's walls or attacking the people of the city. That's how much war was going on and battle and fighting and fencing and dueling, and that's how much of that shit was going on 24/7. That throughout the entire continent of Europe, they had to call a peace of God and a truce of God. And that was activated like in the 1200s. The truce of God started in the 1200s. You see what I'm saying? So, when it talks about battle, bro, that's what they do, that's what they know, that's what they own, that's what they got going. You know, but in all reality, when we look at everything that occurred and the timing of what occurred, it really looks like they're only responding from trauma of the weather, which is explained in the first chapter. Yeah, I got 1,000 years documented of all their natural disasters and all of their all of the natural disasters and all the crazy weather events that occurred.
So some real shit, as a reader, right? After studying the shit you putting out, how could this help an average nigga like me maneuver today dealing with the cracker, man, or dealing with the system? How could this help me maneuver through this shit that's going on today? Because it's obviously a tie between the medieval times and how these crackers acting today or how the system is today. You know what I'm saying? So how could it help an average motherfucker maneuver through this shit?
You probably won't get it all the way until the second volume, bro. But what's about to happen is I'm rewiring your brain. You will think like a Caucasian, basically.
Okay. Which is a ruler of today.
Yeah, I'm giving
which is
you
rulership.
Yeah, which is what you need for today. If you want to move into Caucasian society, you need to know how to think like a Caucasian. I'm giving you the software on how to think like a Caucasian. That's what this shit is. That's what a wise man will take this information as. The fool will take this book and run around and think he's the Malcolm X and show everybody, oh, look at what the white boy did. Look at.
A slideshow.
Right. You know, everybody else, the wise man will get the understanding of why the white man moves the way he does and why he does what he does. Like, for instance, everybody complains about Saturnalia. I've always understood Saturnalia, but niggas don't get it. Saturnalia is a ritual where the masters allow the slaves to be master for a week. and the masters end up being the slaves for the week. And usually there's a lot of sexual dominance in play, as there's usual sexual dominance in the regular master-slave relationship. So now the slave gets to play the role. You know, you also have situations like the Feast of the Fools, or you got other ass-back cavalcades and charivaris and other type of events that they'll have, different types of parties and shit, man, that they'll have where the king plays the fucking servant, you know, or they'll put like a bean in a cake. Whoever gets the bean in the cake gets to play the king for the day, and they're the king fool for the day. You know, and what they're doing is everybody is letting everybody know we on the same fucking cord up in here. You see, you ain't got no special shit going on. You know, we're playing our rules. We're playing our roles like we're supposed to in the daily life. So what we're going to do is we're going to get intoxicated and do it all backwards, and we're going to play the roles backwards, because not only are we going to experience every single level of existence like God should, but we're also going to know our positions and also have encoded respect towards each other, towards our everyday lives.
And appreciation.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Okay. You know, shit gets out of hand, and we all know that too. You know what I'm saying? So if I don't play my role right, y'all niggas go ahead and gut me like I should be gutted for being dishonorable. You know? I wanted to get out of this misery and suffrage anyway. Breathing this air and eating this food and shitting and pus bumps, it's all suffrage. Work is suffrage. See, that's what I'm saying. This white boy is on a level of mentality that y'all motherfuckers just think, boy. That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, when a white man says, oh, I'm going to build a bridge. I drew the bridge. I'm going to build a bridge. Are you with me? 1,000 men say, hoorah, we're with you.
Hoorah, yeah.
Immediately, dog. They understand this is a white man here. He has the money. We have the equipment. He needs assistance to be built. We will build it for the greater good of all. If I die during the course of this bridge, so be it. I will be a sacrifice to the bridge. This is what all white men understand. They all understand they're all a sacrifice, bro. Every white woman understands she's a fucking sacrifice, doc. You know, they have all encoded the energy of Jesus into them, bro.
Yeah.
By doing the good for mankind. Shit, bro. And whether that good comes with a lot of blood spilling does not matter. That's the whole thing, bro. That's why they ahead of a nigga, bro. Straight up. They'll serve that penance. They'll walk 500, 400, 500 miles, 200, 300 miles, whipping their backs. How do you whip yourself to death, dog? How do you whip your back to death, dog? What are you talking about? You see what I'm saying? And niggas ain't. Okay, bro. They used to do some wild shit. Prostitutes singing in the middle of the market, butt naked, trying to catch jobs. Oh yeah, they would make the executioners take care of the prostitutes, basically watch out for the prostitutes. And it was a part of the prostitutes' duty to fuck the little boys of the city. Oh yeah, to keep their testosterone down and to keep the crime down. It was their duty to fuck the teenage boys and keep them level headed. You know, but yeah, I got a lot more facts about how the prostitutes got down, what type of dildos they used, the condoms they used. All of that shit is up in the book. I even got a picture of. I even I got a 1500 drawing of women shopping for dildos inside the book. Yeah. Wow. You see the time period I'm using? I keep on saying 1500, 1400, 1300. What happened to the Negro historian and the slavery? I thought that was all there was it. Yeah, bro, because I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to come but until a couple of years, but I'm about to do that book on all the true slavery, my nigga. I'm finna talk about what really happened, and I already got the information to talk about it. I just don't got the time. I got to do all these other books, but
yeah.
I already got the information. The niggas who was riding, the niggas who was the captains of the ship, their logs, and all of that.
Maybe that's why when niggas go to talking about slavery, the crowd could be like, whatever, y'all ain't been through shit. You ain't getting
exactly
fucking reparations.
See what you just said? I had to break that down to my homeboy the other day. He was like, man, but the white boy, everybody else be like, oh, man, that slavery shit ain't shit. I was like, bro, because they can, bro. That's what you niggas ain't getting. India, the Indians, the Britons went over there and took 80 million of them motherfuckers. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah, bro, come, bro, I can give you numbers. When they went over there and snatched up all the Chinese and Japanese and threw their ass over there in the middle of Hawaii to work on the sugar plantations, I think that was like 20 million. When they took out the Hawaiians, bro, the Hawaiians, it was like 800,000 motherfuckers. No, it was 80,000 people there, bro, when them crackers left, dog. It was only 800. Like, what?
Niggas ain't
talking
no shit like that.
Huh?
I say niggas ain't been through no shit like that, man.
Bro. The fucking the Tongans enslaved the Samoans for 500 years. The Ottoman Empire. The Ottoman Empire went over there and slaughtered the Armenians, bro. I think they took out 30 million of them motherfuckers. What are you talking about, bro? Every race on this fucking planet has been hit by the millions, bro. Everybody. And we talking double, triple digits. It's only the nigga up here crying, bro, and bothering everybody else's shit, expecting for everybody else to pay for some shit for them, bro.
Wow, man. I never looked at it like that, man.
Because we don't know world history, bro. All of our history... You can't name a black history that talks about anything outside of black history, bro. You can't name a black historian that talks about anything outside of black history or African history, bro. Niggas is inconsiderate, bro. They only looking in the mirror like a fucking woman, bro.
Interesting.
It's disrespect towards the human race. We claim to be the parents of the goddamn human race, but we don't know our own children.
Wow.
Just like right now, huh? We don't know our own fucking children. And we gave birth to the motherfuckers. You don't even know what the fuck they done been through. Your blind ass.
But just running around bragging that you gave birth to them. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. And then expecting some accolade from that.
Wow. Well, I gave birth to you, ass. You should be happy about that. Wow.
Yeah, you gave birth, but you ain't put in no stock.
Mm.
You have no stock in the company. So giving birth don't mean shit.
Wow.
See? Yeah, that's right. You give birth to a motherfucker, talk shit to him, and then he go to college, and then he go to the big Harvard, and then he runs the biggest oil company in the planet, and he ain't talked to your ass in 10, 20 years. Why is that? Because the nigger put in no stock. You have no investment. You have no ownership, so you lose.
But I gave you life, though. You got no respect for me, I gave you life. That's how the mammoths be talking. Damn, bro, I never looked at it like that.
Mm. Yeah, bro. You know? Yeah, man, I'm telling you, bro. That's what it is, dog. We're highly disrespectful right now. We run out to the highway and we shut down the highway when people need to get to work. The Black Lives Matter.
Oh, my God.
We shut down the highway. We're bothering everybody. The Jew can sit down and say, Asian, Korean, is the nigger bothering you? He says, yes, the nigger comes in. He goes into my store in the ghetto. And they complain about the weed. They want to buy the gel. They complain. They throw my product. They lie. They steal. I lose $5,000 a month worth of product because of my do-rag is being stolen. Do you fucking understand, bro? It's the white man. The white man says, Chinaman, do you have a problem with the nigger? He says, yes.
Do we have a problem with the nigger?
Exactly. That's where I'm getting. Hold on, businessman over there. That's where I'm getting. Hold on. Chinaman says, white man says, Chinaman, you have a problem with the nigger? He says, yes, the nigger. The nigger wants Lucy's cigarette. I lose money with Black and Mild. I lose money, the nigga, he buy all Crown Royal. I have no Crown Royal. I have no Hennessy. I have no all my vodka gone. Okay? They steal. I lose product. Okay? I have to put the big shotgun glass window right in front of my fucking cashier. I feel like a fucking monkey when I got to press all my goddamn buttons in the fucking cage looking at you fools coming in my store. Then I got to yell at you fools from behind the goddamn counter because I'm scared of shit. Okay? Because you wasn't raised with no couth and no respect. Okay? And that's what it is. Then he goes to the Arab. And the Arab says, yes, he stole my store. He come to my gas station. He robbed my gas station. Do you understand? And then the white man says, well, it looks like we have a common problem. Do you have a problem? Let's ask the Mexican. The Mexican says, yes, see, I have no store. And they buy my dope. They buy good dope. But they destroy my Spanish pussy. I have no more Spanish. They destroyed the Spanish pussy. And then it's all done. And then that's when they align together and they have allied. And the Negro has no defense. Okay, where's...
And now you have...
Huh?
I'm saying now you have dirty water on the East Coast.
Yeah. Where's the Negro's defense? The Negro has no defense. Okay? He has nobody to back up. Yeah, that East Coast about to get fucked up, man. Y'all niggas about to catch that issue.
Yeah, I got to get out of Florida, man.
Oh, well, then go ahead, man. Get your ass out of Florida. Oh, this Fifth Elemental?
Yeah. King Mega, man.
Yeah, okay, nigga. Yeah. This the nigga that did the beat for the USA nigga and the, what's the name? And the My Second Chance track, man. So, yeah, man, but then that's a bet, man. I'm probably going to close it down for tonight.
For sure, bro. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man, you need to hit me up, man. Let's yak for a minute. I'm going to call you right now.
All right.
Or you call. Well, just hit my phone with your number so I call you.
All right. This number here?
On the Facebook. Just give me your number.
Okay, bro.
All right, then. Yeah, I'm going to close it out for the night. Y'all hit me up. Y'all go to theblackmansbible.com. Check out the site. You know, y'all cop the book. You know, I'm taking donations for Kicked Out of Heaven. Y'all can find the donation page on theguy720.com where the books are at. I'm breaking it all down right there, all my future books. So y'all get at me, all right?
Peace.
Peace.